We're on our way to the next of our performers. We have a singer, and she is, I can say, one of our own. She grew up around here. She spent her entire growing up time in the what was called at the time the Spokane Area Children's Chorus, now called the Spokane Area Youth Choirs. And tonight she's singing Verdi, but right now from Don Giovanni, she's singing Mozart. That person is Tasha Coombs in our studio, again accompanied by conductor and pianist David Demand. Here is Mozart's Known Me Dear in just a moment.
Thank you.
From our studio, Non Mi Dir, that aria from Don Giovanni sung for us by Tasha Kunz, and joined there musically by the pianist and conductor of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, David Demand. Good morning and welcome home, Tasha Kunz.
Thank you.
It's great having you back, we who have known you for a lot of time, and yet the neat thing about the Coeur d'Alene Symphony Competition is that we tell people it's the fanciest people from all over the country that come and compete. So you've kind of moved from one status to another, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's lovely to be back, though.
Well, describe a little bit your journey since you left Spokane.
So let's see. I first went away and went to Northwestern University for my undergrad, and then I went to Indiana University to get my master's, both in vocal performance. Since then, I've lived in Chicago and sung with the Chicago Symphony Chorus under the baton of Ricardo Muti, which was very exciting for me. And now I live in San Diego, where I sing with the San Diego Opera Chorus and also the LA Opera Chorus.
Nice. Having a whole artistic life here. And let's kind of talk about how that works. Did you, in choosing where you went to school, did you choose it on teachers, on program, or they chose you, or what?
Some of both. I really loved Northwestern. I loved that it was such an excellent academic school as well as a wonderful music school. And I really wanted to be well-rounded in both aspects. So that was definitely the best choice for me at the time. And then Indiana University, I definitely went there to study with my teacher, Carol Venice, who was a huge influence on me and who I got to study this aria with.
Well, so what's that like when you study something with like that aria with somebody who's sung it all their lives and made a living on it? How do they do that? How do they teach it?
You know, Carol is such a kind teacher and human being, although I was absolutely terrified to sing that aria for her the first day I did it. And when I walked into the studio, she said, you know, I've only sung about 430 performances of this. No pressure. But she really, really helped me to find myself in the aria, not just sort of copy what she did.
Well, let's go there, because clearly, as you were singing it, you were inside it. So what is it about, who's the character? I forget.
The character is Donna Anna.
Donna Anna. Mm-hmm. And what she's saying and what are you feeling about what Donna Anna is saying?
She's just gotten into a fight with her longtime fiancé. He is tired of waiting for her, basically, and calls her cruel at the beginning. And she is sort of astonished by that and sort of says, "How dare you call me cruel? I who have loved you forever. Don't tell me that." The way I see the aria, he leaves halfway through it before the Cabaletta begins. And she gets there. And it's just sort of this plea to the universe saying, you know, maybe someday the universe will take pity on me and all of these horrible things will stop happening to me. But definitely full of all the drama that I love about opera.
And as you sing it, obviously all of us classical musicians have to stay in touch simply with the craft and making everything work. How much can you let yourself go into the emotion even as you maintain the craft?
I try to do that quite a bit. By the time I get to a performance, I hope to not think at all about the singing, really, and just focus on the text and what has been happening in the opera to that point, especially when singing something like this, where you haven't gotten the setup of the whole opera ahead of time. You have to do that all mentally, you know, in a snap. And of course, there will be a few moments where I might think a little of technique, but I try very hard not to, because mm-hmm. I think it's a much more satisfying performance, both for me and definitely for the audience.
Sure. And from Donna Anna to Violetta, mm-hmm. Where are you in your life and career right now between Mozart and Verdi?
Well, I still love to sing both. Violetta is probably the biggest Verdi I will sing currently. But she is actually my favorite role that I've ever sung.
Why?
Because, for one thing, of course, the music is incredible. Traviata is my favorite opera. But you get to live her whole life, sort of from start to finish on stage. And she goes through such a big transformation from this sort of, you know, seemingly shallow existence to this really full love that she experiences with Alfredo and then, of course, loses as she dies in the end. But singing Sempre Libera was a challenge that I'm very glad that I accepted.
Nice. Tasha Kuntz, who's singing tonight, Verdi, with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. I can't let you go without the kind of obvious Spokane self-serving question, but describe musically growing up in this town.
Oh my gosh, I had such wonderful musical experiences growing up here, starting as a child with the Spokane Area Children's Chorus, now the Spokane Area Youth Choir, mm-hmm. I believe. But I started that when I was 5 years old, and it really hooked me into singing. And I had such amazing, amazing teachers that I got to work with through that organization, who really encouraged me and helped me grow musically, so that by the time I was making the decision to go to college and thinking about being a performer, I felt like I had a lot of the tools I needed to be able to make that decision.
So when you went into Chicago, you weren't a hick from the sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and something that the children's chorus did that was astonishing was giving us opportunities to sing with the Spokane Symphony. Mm-hmm. And of course, working with David Demand, mm-hmm. I also got to sing with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony as well previously. But most children do not get those kinds of opportunities. So I was very lucky that my first time on stage with the symphony wasn't, you know, singing some big role in college.
Mm. But then you were used to it. Okay,
yes.
Big deal. Here we are. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yep. Great.
Tasha Kuntz, back, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Singing Verdi tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 at in Coeur d'Alene with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony at the Kroc Center. Oh.